Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of Founders Create, sponsored by Gaper.io. Today we have Itzik. Itzik is a co-founder and CTO at LeasePilot. Itzik, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
So can you share a brief background about yourself, what you've been doing prior to LeasePilot?
Absolutely. So I'm by profession, I'm a software engineer, but as a co-founder of startups and entrepreneur, I've been dealing with technology, but not only with the business side, obviously, even sales, but a little less, but mostly the business side and product. So I've been focusing on product for many years now. So I've, you know, founded a couple of startups before LeasePilot. There were mostly startups that dealt with technology for IT departments of organizations. What we're doing right now, LeasePilot is very, very different. It, I believe, serves a business need for real business units in organizations, more specifically legal teams in real estate organizations, commercial real estate. Large landlords are using it to speed up their drafting and to speed up their access to data.
Got it. Makes sense, you know. I believe I was just going through your news, and also you folks recently raised a round. Congratulations on that. So, you know, keeping the conversation relevant towards the last 15 months, because primarily that has been a challenge for many startups, even the whole world. You know, for some businesses, COVID has been a catalyst, Zoom being one prime example. For others, it has affected a lot. So how has the scenario been for LeasePilot?
So that's a great question, actually. We think about it a lot recently. As you mentioned, we've been forced to move to remote. And traditionally, my co-founder and myself, we're great believers in co-location and in collaboration in person and in working at the same office to increase the productivity, increase the communication skills or capabilities, and really provide a better product. And since COVID, we've been forced to move to remote model. And this affected mostly our understanding that it's really possible, because originally we were completely against it. We didn't want to hire people remotely, even though there's an exception to the rule. Our engineering is in Tel Aviv, but between the groups, we were able to work remotely. We didn't work within the groups remotely as much. And so it changed quite dramatically with COVID actually imposing us a situation where we couldn't work at the same office. And mostly our understanding that it's possible. And actually now I'm a big supporter of working remotely. That's a big, big change that, our organization went through. And we got to a point where we really understand where things are at and how we can work together in a remote setup.
Got it. And thank you for that. So July, August, September onwards last year, you know, we started hearing the terms Zoom fatigue, mental health, you know, collaboration or creativity over Zoom. So did you face those challenges at LeasePilot, and what can you share a couple of examples how to overcome them if you face any?
I think people were, it was maybe named Zoom fatigue. People were tired of being locked down and locked in the house and locked in, you know, places with the kids and with the family and everything. And it was a kind of like a combination of stuff. I don't think it has anything to do with Zoom, but obviously people lack the, you know, face-to-face or in-person human interaction. We did see it. People got tired of being remote, or more specifically actually being locked down in their houses. And we did face that. But I think this, people started understanding how to work with it, how to balance their life-work balance better in and make the best of it. And actually, people now like it more than working at the office, because they really can balance their life and work much better, and they can combine and they don't need to commute and go back in order to do stuff at home. And if they have, you know, things that they need to do, they can combine that and make sure that they work later or start earlier, and they're more flexible in the hours. Not every employee, obviously, you know, software engineers can do it more. You know, people that have self-independent work can do it more. Salespeople obviously have risk constraints on that. They need to spend the right time in of the day selling, and they need to spend the right time of the day prospecting and doing other activities. And so that's that doesn't work everywhere, but at least for software engineering, you know, QA, implementation, even customer support, you know, could do everything remote and got used to it. So I don't know if it answers your question, but, you know, we didn't see that, you know, critical, that fatigue.
Everyone has a different reaction. And this is what the objective of the podcast is. You know, everyone has a different opinion. Everyone has a different cycle to it. So before I get to the next question, you know, you're a seasoned founder, you know, and what advice would you give to young startups or first-time founders who just kind of like started before COVID or during COVID and got hit by multiple turbulence? You know, startup itself is very daunting and exhausting, then add COVID on top of it, right? So what advice would you give to young first-time founders? You know, top three pieces of advice maybe?
Right. So I have multiple types of advice. If it's about, you know, working remotely, I used to object. I would to be, you know, used to say that working remotely, it's not going to work, especially when you're trying to build something and you need that collaboration and et cetera. And the more I thought about it later, after we were able to kind of like build an infrastructure that allows us to really work together very well. And we were lucky because everything is virtual and everything on the cloud for us. But for young startups, if I would were to start today, I wouldn't rule out the ability to hire remotely and the ability to actually take advantage of, I would say, even worldwide kind of like talent, and not limit yourself to local, because hiring local is hard, very, very hard. Hiring remote can be hard if you're not using the right tools and the right, you know, partners, but hiring local is very hard and doesn't necessarily always required. So my you know, advice to young startupists is don't look, you know, local. Try to see things broader. And I have a friend, and a neighbor, a good friend, and he's also an entrepreneur, and he just started a startup before COVID, actually, but he started it fully remote, and it's really, really successful. And I looked at him and I said, why are you doing this? This doesn't make sense. People need to collaborate. People need to work together. And then COVID came and proven me that I was wrong, that there's definitely ways to achieve the same productivity, even sometimes more, remotely and not necessarily co-locating. And even time zones issues that haven't changed, obviously time zones, you know, are solvable and are can be used for you and can be used to promote different activities and not necessarily a barrier.
True. No, that's a good piece of advice. That's it. So last two questions, you know, where do you see LeasePilot 3 years from now?
Well, LeasePilot is a company that is doing something hard. We are trying to build something. It wasn't there from a technology perspective. It's hard, but from, you know, also change management and the ability to kind of like teach the market that there is a solution for something they never thought there will be a solution for. You know, kind of like educating the market is very hard. In the next 3 years, I see us ramping up with that because people start to realize that there's a big, big problem that we're solving. So I see LeasePilot really, you know, taking off quite dramatically in about two years ish, and kind of like seeing that hokey poke, you know, shape. So I do feel like in 3 years we should be a much bigger company, serving large commercial real estate landlords around the world, and obviously you know, growing internally in terms of engineering capabilities, product, and things like that. So I definitely see us affecting and making an impact on commercial real estate, and more specifically, lease negotiation process, and making a dramatic change there.
Got it. Last question, Itzik. what changes you've brought into your own daily routine, you know, because everyone, some got like 3 hours a day back, some got like 2 hours a day back, you know, then being stuck at home. So what kind of like changes you've done into your own daily routine that helped you be more productive and stuff like that?
I mean, it's a great question. I tell you why, because I never knew that there was an option to kind of like combine things. I used to be, you know, work is work, home is, you know, other exactly. personal activities, and we big separation between them. And the combination actually made me more productive. I think I work more hours and more productively now than I used to before, because I take a break. I, you know, sit there downstairs, drink coffee with my wife, and I go back to work, and it renews my energy. And so I'm being more productive. I can work. I start earlier because I don't have commute and I don't have like the stress of the morning preparations and everything. I can start earlier. I can sometimes have activities later in the evening, and I don't feel like I'm burnt because I have spaces in between. I can say, okay, now I have half an hour. I can vacuum clean. I can go mow the lawn. And do other activities that kind of like, you know, get fresh air and clean your mind and allow you to get back to work with renewed energy.
Got it. Thank you so much for being on the show. We could have talked longer, but my marketing team forces me to keep all of them within 12 minutes. Thank you so much for being on the show. Take care of yourself and stay safe.
You too, guys. Thank you very much for having me.